A new study finds that a drug commonly used to treat heart failure is much less effective in black patients than it is in whites. The authors say their results show that doctors need to be more vigilant when treating black patients with heart failure. And it has also raised questions about when it's appropriate to focus on race in medical research. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Researchers have found differences between how the average white patient and the average black patient responds to some blood pressure drugs. So some years ago, scientists decided to see whether there is also a racial difference when those same drugs are used to treat a common type of heart failure, left ventricular disease. A study in 1999 did indeed find a difference, and another large study being published this week now confirms those results.
We found that the white patients exhibited, as expected, a favorable response to the drug, which is called enalapril, an ACE inhibitor, and the black patients did not.
Jay Cohn from the University of Minnesota Medical School is co-author of the study, which is being published in the New England Journal of Medicine. He says it's important to note that the results compare populations of whites and blacks, so the finding doesn't apply to individuals. There's simply a greater likelihood that a white patient will respond better than a black patient to these drugs. But some scientists argue that opens up a potentially dangerous point of confusion. Joseph Graves is an evolutionary biologist at Arizona State University and author of The Emperor's New Clothes, a book about race and genetics. Graves says the study doesn't prove that the difference in drug response is genetic. It could be that blacks experience more stress, for instance, which in turn alters the way they respond to drugs. And even if it is biological, Graves says human genes are thoroughly mixed across our socially defined races, so associations with skin color send the wrong message to the public about the biology of race, and potentially the wrong message to doctors.
You may say, well, let's use the black drug because this patient looks black. And it may turn out that, in fact, that the white drug works best for that patient. And if you simply started out by recognizing that there is variability in response to drugs, I would watch my patient carefully, and I would see how this individual patient responds to any given drug.
The New England Journal itself had harsh words for researchers who use race as a variable in medical studies. An editorial likens it to racial profiling, the police tactic of suspecting people based on their skin color. Researcher Jay Cohn says he's certainly opposed to racial profiling in that sense, but he defends the use of race in medical research.
If that's the only way we can understand differences in responsiveness at this point, then I think that's necessary to maintain some racial profiling.
Cohn's point of view is supported by Alistair Wood at Vanderbilt University and the New England Journal's drug therapy editor.
Doctors, when they prescribe drugs for patients, are constantly trying to find clues that would help them better individualize therapy. And such clues are only clues. They're not definitive observations. So, for instance, there are some things that are more common in women than they are in men. There are some things that are more common in patients who are obese than they are in people who are slim.
Race should be seen as another potentially important clue, he says. Wood says medical researchers have identified several biological traits that affect how people respond to drugs, and those traits are found more commonly in some races than in others, so there is a biological reason that this form of stereotyping sometimes works. The challenge of medical science is to identify more of those genetic traits and to develop tests for them, so doctors can base their treatment decisions on a blood sample rather than the uncertain connection to a patient's skin color. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.